Wagwan, my peeps, have you not watched Bob Marley One Love movie yet? Now's your chance. You have the opportunity to bring home Bob Marley One Love on digital now. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. Buy Bob Marley One Love Digital today and get over 50 minutes of behind-the-scenes footage and deleted scenes. Available at participating retailers, the movie is rated PG-13 and is brought to you by Paramount Pictures. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Silent Vibes podcast with yours truly, Michaela. If you are new here, welcome to the family. If you are coming back, welcome back, family. As you guessed it by the title of this episode, we are talking about Grace, aka Spice, the queen of dancehall, and her recent pregnancy photo. But we're going to get into all the details. So I really contemplated on whether I should even touch on this subject, but I think it's too significant not to talk about, and I'll get into why a little bit later. So Spice, aka the Queen of Dancehall, recently posted on her Instagram a picture of her appearing to be pregnant in a photo shoot with the caption, "God has been good." Naturally, many assumed that she was pregnant, and media completely ran with the news, and not just Caribbean media, you know. It was all over dancehall and hip-hop blogs, but even the LA Times and Entertainment Tonight featured her announcement on their website. But in true Spice persona, she went live on Instagram to explain that she is not pregnant, but rather sharing her experience being rebirthed, which left many excited and some confused. So a few months back, she announced to her fans, aka her besties, that's what she calls her fans, that she was deciding to take a break from social media. And shortly thereafter, there were rumors about her having complications due to a cosmetic procedure while in the Dominican Republic. The rumors actually came faster than the facts. But the collective sentiment was concern for her life, and, you know, prayers and hoping that she pulls through was really the prominent sentiment that I saw and experienced from her fans and people who knew her. And when she did kind of come back, she shared a few social posts indicating that she was okay, just taking some time with family. Which I think everyone really respected and gave her her space. And then in true disruptor form, like she knows, she posted this picture not too long ago and then does this live and drops a new video. I did watch the live, so I kind of wanted to give some highlights. I'm condensing the 90-minute live for you guys here. So she shared this picture, and then that's when all the media started to pick up everything. And then in her live, she really wanted to share an update about the entire situation. It was actually the first time people were really seeing her in person. So what she had been previously dropping was mostly images and short videos. But this was the first time she had been on live in a while. She explained that she went to the DR to get some rework done, replace her breast implants, and got consulting on some lumps that she had in her stomach, which she noted was fibrosis due to past surgeries with liposuction and her tummy tuck. So she was really there. She had them removed as a simple procedure and she was fine. But once those procedures were complete, she stayed in the DR to recuperate. She was there, I believe, with her sister and maybe some family members. But then she noticed that she was vomiting a lot. So they called the doctor. The doctor said something else must be wrong. So they admitted her to the hospital at that point. She did an MRI and they discovered that she had more serious problems. She had a hernia, which caused sepsis and caused her body to go in shock. Essentially, in her words, not mine, she died and came back. So she didn't really understand the severity of her situation until she woke up in the hospital. In this life, she's really professing how grateful she is to be alive. And I'm shortening this entire story in her experience. So if you want to see it in her words, you can go back to that live where she details everything. It's still on her Instagram page. She eventually gets back to the States where she actually has to have a few other surgeries. And so she wasn't really on social media, probably for that reason. And that's why we only saw bits of her in and during that time. So she had to get multiple surgeries while she was here related to, you know, some of the issues, health issues that she was having. But the entire time she's really stressing on the reliance of prayer, the reliance on God and her faith. And she wanted to really be transparent about her testimony and being an example in the testimony for her faith. After watching the live, I do understand the rationale in comparing what she experienced to a rebirth experience. She's in a season of extreme gratitude due to the severity of this issue and really giving all praises and credit to her faith in God. However, I was challenged with the approach for a few reasons. Spice is famous. She is the undisputed queen of dancehall. You know, she's grown so much over the years, not only in music, but building her own persona. She has elevated herself musically and personally. Lyrically, she's become more poignant. Her stage presence has just gotten better and better. And she's really making her own strides as an entrepreneur and someone who gives back to the community. And, you know, we can't go without talking about her being a Grammy nominated artist. She's worked so hard to build a career that I'm not sure that she needed this. And let me be clear, I'm not a fan of this approach, but I'm still a huge fan of her. Because of who she is, I don't think it really mattered how she came back. Like, I don't think she needed the pregnancy photo for people to listen. Granted, it might not have gotten picked up by crossover media. That may have been her intention, is to kind of get people talking and get people excited. That's perceptually what it feels to me. But in her live, she kind of talks more about that not being the case. But I'm not necessarily sure that that is, it kind of, you know, similar, kind of like bends the truth a bit. So I think it was to kind of draw in the attention, not particularly of her fans, because I think her fans really know, because I was even skeptical of the picture. I'm like, I don't think she's pregnant. I think her fans really knew, but it got people talking. It was able to garner crossover media attention and attention from other audiences. But I don't know that it was necessary. In addition, all of these complications were really coming from body enhancements and changes to your body that have been trending in the news lately, especially for women of color, Black women. And while she was able to pull through gratefully, these are significant complications associated with body enhancements. And in sharing her truth and transparency, it does expose the risks of these types of procedures, because people think that they're small procedures, but they're not. They're serious procedures that you have to take into consideration the risks as well as the results and how you maintain afterwards. We've seen Kay Michelle talk about her experience with enhancements. Some were not, you know, through a legal way, not to say that this is Spice's case at all. And some were through a doctor, but she's gone through an entire process to remove just based on how it made her body feel over time, and it impacted her as a performer. It even inspired her to do a reality show called My Killer Body, highlighting the horror stories about plastic surgeries and people desperate to change them. popular personality, Black China, is going through a similar transition of removal. She recently removed her face fillers, changed, I think, some breast and butt injection removals as well. I've seen conversations on the Red Table Talk. I've seen articles written on, is the BBL era over? And BBL means Brazilian butt lift. So there's a lot of conversations around what these enhancements truly mean, how they're impacting women. And I think that there's a real opportunity for her to talk about that as well as her faith by focusing on coming through and giving glory to God. It also leaves me with more questions than answers. Why did she do those enhancements in the first place? Does her experience change the way she feels about enhancements? These procedures have become more popular, especially the travel overseas to do it because it's a little bit less expensive than it is here in the States. How does she feel about that? And, you know, I know that she really wants to focus on her music and her faith, but the image that she portrays is part of that persona. And the image for many artists really impact women more than men. So if anyone is in a position to talk about these things in a progressive way, it's her. We've seen her do it with colorism and women in the industry. So I think she's positioned to really dig deeper and have, you know, bigger conversations around some of her own personal struggles and issues. She did touch upon how she felt about how she looked and how, you know, she still loves herself. But I would love to hear more around those internal experiences. I also think that she could share more if she likes, you know, again, her story isn't done. She's still on her journey. But it seems right now, which is fair, she wants to kind of really focus on music. She has a number of performances, and I'm sure she has more music. But we love her entire persona, so this is part of that. As always, the new song is fire. You can also see the video, which is a visual representation of what she went through. She expresses how she feels now. I'm sure a series of songs and more visuals are going to come from her. And I'm always down. It has a more of a positive vibe, some lyrical content. And, you know, Spice just bring the festive niceness where we love and enjoy to the table. So I'm looking forward to seeing more from her. The post wasn't necessarily out of the norm. I didn't really think that she was pregnant, so I didn't take it too seriously. But I do think she's in a position to represent dancehall in a way that is not just for her, but the community, to the masses. I think it's important for her to be mindful of her legacy, as this will now be a part of her own legacy and how people remember her. This isn't a criticism to her story. It's really just a way to dissect what is happening as part of her legacy. And again, we all know and love Spice for some of these antics, but I think it's important to cover as it is part of dancehall history. So big up yourself, Spice. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you think. Again, you guys can always interact with me on social. Follow us at Style and Vibes and share your thoughts with me as well. Until next time, later, my peeps. Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Style and Vibes podcast. If you like what you hear, and I know you do, share it with your friends and family. If you want more, make sure you visit styleandvibes.com and follow us on our social channels, Twitter and Instagram at Style and Vibes. Until next time, Leah Tommy Peeps.